All right, welcome back to the show. 8:20 on a gorgeous Sunday morning in South Florida, the first day of November. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic up until 10 o'clock this morning. Still to come in the next segment, Judy Dickinson, former LPGA Tour pro and West Palm Beach Mayor Lois Frankel joining us. We'll talk about the grand reopening of a classic West Palm Beach golf course 2 weeks from now, Monday, November 16th. And there's news regarding Arnold Palmer. We'll let the mayor and Judy Dickinson release that news momentarily. Also along the way, Tim Rosefort, good friend of the program, Golf World senior writer, joining us at 9:20 this morning, and we'll go inside the ropes in the 9 o'clock hour as well. But right now, going to talk John Daly. Is John Daly the biggest waste of talent in sports history? Start dialing in right now, 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. And if he isn't, who is? You come up with some names for us. John Daly, he's down to 190 pounds after undergoing lap band surgery. He has lost 100 pounds over the last 6 months. He's only made six PGA Tour starts this season, Pat, in 2009. Of those six starts, two missed cuts, one withdrawal. He's only cashed three checks, $68,000. That's good for 220th on the PGA Tour money rankings. I didn't even know they went down that far. He announced in early September that he was not going to play the rest of the year because of a recurring rib injury. But a couple of months later, he had stem cell injection, and that's helped him feel good enough to play again. As I mentioned, he's down to 190 pounds. He will tee it up next month in Australia, the same site where a year ago he smashed a fan's camera up against the side of a tree. Now, here's the thing with John Daly. He had Hall of Fame talent. His first five professional seasons, 1991 to 1995, he notched four PGA Tour victories, including two majors, the 91 PGA and the 95 British Open. You extrapolate those numbers out over a 20-year career, and you've got somewhere between 15 and 20 total wins and somewhere between six and eight majors. That's Hall of Fame credentials right there. His only victory since 1995. We're talking 14 years. One win, 2004 Buick Invitational.
I mean, Russ, we've talked about John for many, many episodes on this show, many segments on this show, how frustrating it is for you and I because we both like John, you know, and the everyman that he kind of possesses. And you know, he drinks. He's been married a bunch of times. You know, he plays golf without a shirt on. You know, just stuff that in a way was funny when it started because other golfers don't act like that. Most of them are from country clubs and, you know, they're very conservative and everything else. And John is not like that. He's a guy that embodies golf for a lot of people that just play golf on public courses or municipal courses and, you know, like to have some beers and smoke and have a good time. And John had actually had talent to go along with that persona. And it's like you said, after a certain amount of time went by and that persona didn't change with age, you kind of more felt sorry for John than you know, sort of, you know, likened him to, you know, something that you maybe aspire to be. Like, hey, he's very relaxed and, you know, he's able to play at a high level despite all the issues that he had. Then it became more of a, hey, this guy's probably got alcohol problems. He's definitely has weight issues. He's got issues with women. You know, he's got kids and how fair is it to those kids to have the life that he's leading and sort of what kind of example is he setting for those kids? And I think that's when both of our opinions started to turn on John and went from being like, hey, he's just a goof and it's funny, to this guy's probably going to kill himself at a young age. And where's that? What does that mean to the legacy of John Daly, except, you know, kind of like a goof, a buffoon? But like you said, more than anything, just a waste of talent. And I hope that isn't the case. I hope John they don't find John somewhere, you know, dead in a car or whatever. But, you know, I still think that's a potential to happen with him.
888-760-3776, 888-760-3776 is our one hot topic this week. Is John Daly the biggest waste of talent in sports history? Now, when you're talking talent, there's a couple of different types of talent. There's proven talent. I mean, Daly, for a five-year stretch on the PGA Tour, proved that he had Hall of Fame talent. He won two majors. He won four times overall. As I mentioned, you kind of extrapolate those numbers out over 20, 25 years, you're talking Hall of Fame. There's other types of talent where at a certain level they're good, and then when they're projected on the next level, they don't succeed. To me, that's more of a bust than wasted talent. Guys like Ryan Leaf in the NFL, Akili Smith, you know, pick your Penn State running back, whether it's Blair Thomas or Curtis Enos or Kajana Carter, guys that were great college players, and we thought they'd be good in the NFL, but when they got there, they didn't perform. Now, they never proved that they had the type of talent to succeed at the NFL level to make the Hall of Fame. So to me, that's more of a bust and projections that went awry versus a guy throwing talent away. When I think John Daly, the first name that comes to mind is Michael Vick. Because Michael Vick, for a 4, 5, 6 year stretch in the NFL for the Atlanta Falcons, proved that he had Hall of Fame talent. And then, because of his own bad decisions, he threw it all away. So I think when you're talking John Daly, is John Daly the biggest waste of talent in sports history? I say no doubt Daly is the biggest waste of talent in golf history. And we're talking sports as a whole. The first name that comes to mind when you're talking John Daly is Michael Vick.
I don't disagree with that, Russ. On your same theme, like, I got Maurice Claret and Lawrence Phillips in there, guys who, you know, projected maybe in the NFL to be, you know, at a level after they came out of college, and for whatever reason, drugs or alcohol, could not get to that level. Ricky Williams is kind of a guy who, you know, because of his indecision on whether he wanted to play football and taking himself basically out of football for a few years, you kind of view as maybe a waste of talent, although he's being productive this year with the Dolphins. But you know, years there where just didn't seem like he had the love of football, and you know, maybe that was a waste of talent on his part. And the two guys I got in boxing, Russ, are Mike Tyson and George Foreman. Guys that, you know, Tyson just, you know, early on in his career was you know, he's kind of like the Tiger Woods, where people just wanted to watch him to see how he was going to destroy somebody in the first couple of rounds, you know.
Seconds, not even rounds, right. 20 seconds,
then,
right?
Just, you know, something happened with him, something snapped in him, and he started getting in trouble with the law, the rapes, you know, and those types of things. And you know, just never was able to sort of continue that level of greatness and, you know, has become kind of a cartoon character. And George Foreman, in another sense, had a lot of talent early on, squandered that with eating and, you know, again, just not taking care of himself properly, came back at an older age and actually did okay. But by then, it was more of a sideshow type thing than a true legacy of what he could have done if he would have stayed, you know, kept himself in shape in his 20s and 30s and really done something. So it is funny how we go to sort of boxing and football for our biggest waste of talent on top of John Daly.
Right.
But, you know, those are the guys I sort of came up with in sports.
888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Pat, a couple good ones. Ricky Williams, Mike Tyson for sure. Mike Tyson was if he had kept going on the trajectory that he started out his career in 85, 86, 87, 88, those 4 years, he was phenomenal. I mean, he was as good as Muhammad Ali was in his prime. And then, of course, the rape allegation, went to jail for a couple years, and then he comes back and starts biting Evander Holyfield's ear. Those are two very good ones. Not sure I agree so much with the George Foreman analogy, because
he's a tough one, because he did come back
and he was champ again,
yeah,
when he came back. So he almost revived his career. But I like the Ricky Williams. Although Ricky Williams has come back as well. But yeah, he was one of the best running backs in the NFL. Michael Vick, John Daly, is he the biggest waste of talent in sports history? Jay Mart, think you want to weigh in on this topic?
Yeah, when you brought up Michael Vick, immediately Plaxico Burress popped into my head, because keep in mind, when he decided to shoot himself last year, the New York Giants were the best team in football. They were on the fast track to another Super Bowl, and they looked great. But Plax is he's a tough guy to deal with on the football field for defenses. And when he was gone, it ruined their chances. And another guy that jumps out at me, which you might not agree with as much because he is coming back now, Josh Hamilton. He was projected to be like the next A-Rod coming out of the minor leagues, and obviously we know what he decided to do to his life, and now he's coming back, which is great, but for a while, he definitely wasted his talent.
Yeah, absolutely. When I think baseball, Brian Taylor comes to mind, pitcher with the New York Yankees who had an all-world arm. Guy gets in a bar fight in Fort Lauderdale one night, breaks his hand, and he was never the same. To me, that is a bad decision, yeah, which affected the entire trajectory of his career. Josh Hamilton, a good one, although, as Jay Martin mentioned, he's come back. But Plaxico Burress, perfect example. Plaxico almost is doing now what Michael Vick did a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's just guys cannot control their own emotions, can't control their thought processes. They can't get themselves out of situations that are potentially problematic, and then something happens in those situations that becomes problematic, and it affects the rest of their careers, and maybe, like in Plaxico's case, maybe the rest of his life. And it's just a shame, Russ, because you and I are you know, we both played high school athletics and all that, but we kind of realized that was kind of the extent of it.
My talent didn't get me any farther than high school, that's for sure.
And you see these guys that have pro-level talent, and they cannot grasp what an opportunity they have. You know, almost forget the money-making, but just, you know, the ability to make some kind of a statement on a pro level in athletics is staggering. So, because there's so few people that can do that, and then you're going to take a gun and shoot yourself, or you're going to eat your way out of it, or you're going to take drugs or whatever. I mean, I know we're all human and everybody, you know, sort of handles things differently. But, man, when you get a little older and you start seeing some of these younger guys that are doing this stuff, it really almost breaks your heart more than it gets you mad, because,
right,
you know, you feel like, hey, here's somebody that really could have made a difference with themselves and
their
family
members,
and they throw it away.
They just throw it down the drain. It's almost like they look at God and they give him the middle finger, saying, you gave me this talent, I'm just going to, you know, whiz all over it. Let me unzip my pants here and urinate all over the talent you give me. 888-760-3776. It's easy to see John Daly where it all went wrong. Almost, just look at the numbers and you can almost kind of deduct where it all went wrong. It's when he started getting all that publicity and all those endorsement contracts right after he won his second major. He had a 5-year stretch, 1991 through 1995. 4 PGA Tour wins and 2 majors. The second one was at the end of that year, July of 95, the British Open. He then got that huge Reebok contract. He was dating, you know, Hooters waitresses and strippers and stuff like that. That's his other problem. He obviously has an addictive personality, whether it's food or cigarettes. Now he's lost 100 pounds. Well, he's smoking. He's chain smoking. As soon as he, you know, smokes one cigarette and it goes out, he lights up another one. And it's women. I mean, and not only is he addicted to women, he picks the worst women, whether, you know, strippers and Hooters waitresses. That's why he's been married 4 times and divorced 4 times. Now he's working on his 5th wife, another Hooters waitress from Tampa. So right after 1995, it started going downhill for John Daly. Started getting the divorces. Started getting into money problems, and just, you know, gaining a whole bunch of weight, getting way out of shape, and his golf suffered for that. His only victory over the last 14 years, 2004 Buick Invitational.
I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is, Russ. It's a sad state. I don't know if John could have ever rivaled Tiger in any sense, but he certainly probably could have given him a run for his money in some of these events. And that's that unknown is what's more frustrating than anything, because he's not even putting himself in a position to do that. You're waiting to read that he's going to be found dead somewhere in a coma, more so than, all right, John's done this and this to get his life back together and sort of start to straighten things out. I'm not trying to disparage the lap band surgery. For a lot of people, that's a last resort where they need to get their weight under control. But you know, in John's case, did he try to put the work in first to get the weight under control and really see the results from the work he put in losing weight? Or did he just take the easiest way out and say, I'm going to do the lap band and that'll cure my eating?
Right.
Because if you don't address that problem that got you to the weight in the first place, you'll just get it back. I mean, you can lap band all you want. Your stomach will still grow if you keep eating.
So that was our one hot topic for this week. It's a new feature last couple weeks on the show that we've introduced, and we're going to keep it going. The one hot topic every Sunday morning during our second segment, 8:15-ish, and we encourage you to call in 888-760-3776 to voice your opinion on each week's one hot topic. Coming up next, former LPGA Tour pro Judy Dickinson and West Palm Beach Mayor Lois Frankel. A classic has been restored. The historic West Palm Beach Golf Course, former venue for a PGA Tour event, has been totally renovated, and just 2 weeks from now, it will be reintroduced to the public. And Judy Dickinson, Mayor Lois Frankel, joining us up next. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.